power in current times as we are shifting into the fifth paradigm. This is Aratima. So far, we learned that power is energy and that there are different kinds of energies in this universe, and one, the most fundamental, is love. And then there's also energy itself, and that which propels us and moves and is directly related to the physical world and its subtle counterparts. As we operate in a body and subtle body, we need to have a certain amount of energy, and we learn to know when we waste it, when we collect it and save it, and what we do with it. If we abuse the wholeness with the power we have, or if we use it to enhance and integrate and uplift the wholeness of existence. The concept of harnessing, managing, and storing energy is, when we look at it carefully, is a process that is very three-dimensional. In that sense, we can see that nowadays we are relating to that ability in new ways. Everyone is energetically extremely sensitive now. We are perceiving and dealing with energies on a subtle level more and more consciously and subconsciously. And as we are looking more deeply of what's going on now, the life that we are embedded in, with the energies that have become much more transparent, much more available in our experiences, we are now looking at a much more swifter or circular turnover or experience of harnessing, storing, managing energy. That means that it's become more a one movement, a collapsing into a dynamic engaging that is continuously happening right now in every day, not over a period of days, weeks, and months, where you begin to first check where you lose energy and then you begin to gain energy and etc., which is a very lengthy process. But everything has sort of sped up, and every day, every hour, you are engaging with this energetic reality and you are dynamically interacting with it now more than ever. The fundamentals are quite important to have learned and understood and mastered, so that now we can open up ourselves to become aware how this is going on constantly within us on subtle levels, and to allow the higher levels of awareness to come into these dynamics of consciousness, to merge together and to become automatically active within you. So as we're speaking these words right now, allow yourself to receive the transmission, the activation of that in this present moment. Good. And in this way, allowing yourself to evolve into the fifth dimensional ability to attune, participate, and engage the collective field, which is showing itself now in the general quest for the purpose in life. The lower Dantian point in the belly portal region is what we're talking about when we talk about energy. That's our physiological strength. And that is also on the fifth dimensional anatomy structure level related to the Hara point and the Hara grids. These are pathways that are responsible and are the avenues for you as consciousness to know your life's purpose and to express your life purpose. And not so much in the way we know of when we speak about the expression of the throat chakra. That is more in the level of awareness itself. But we're speaking here on the level of consciousness, of the energy that you are, that is actually dynamically interacting with a field and within a field of consciousness with others. That has to do with location, with timing, and also how you are of purpose to the greater whole. This is not some random event, but you are anatomically, energetic anatomy-wise, constructed very precisely so that this can come about. And you can feel it. Many people are, as you probably also are, asking, what is my purpose in this life? What am I supposed to do? There's the doing aspect. And as we are cleaning up the three-dimensional hang-ups that are practically mastered by being impeccable in your life, in your living circumstances, in your timing, how you go through your day and what you do, your clothing, etc., and clean everything up, and the social patterns you have, and what you eat, your exercise, the very practical things, as you're pushing through the imprints that keep you from being your best on the energetic level, you are setting a very fluid foundation. The energies are flowing, beginning to flow, and you're going more and more into the zone on the energetic level that then makes it possible for you to become aware, to begin to attune and then activate the deeper levels, pathways of soul purpose within you. So please allow yourself to listen to this recording several times and receive the energetic encoding that is in here. Don't try to overthink it too much, as this has something to do with a very deep part of yourself that your mind cannot completely understand. But trusting that it's going to unfold quite nicely as you are bringing impeccable living into your life and being okay with the energetic experiences that you're having and using them and knowing them as guideposts, how you are dynamically interacting with the world around you, and as they bring forth more and more of what you are here to do in this physical form.